The following copyrighted recording is a preview of an audio term from our Lean training system. It is available only at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Please do not copy, share, or distribute it without permission. Welcome to our presentation on Kanban. Let's start out with a brief overview. The definition of Kanban is a signal that gives an instruction to get, move, produce, order, or take some other activity with production materials. Its literal translation from the original Japanese term, though, is signboard or billboard. Kanbans tell you when to order, what to order, how much to order, and where to order it from. The ordering, though, is not necessarily from an external supplier. It may also be from an upstream process or some other department within your own company. It may even be an order from a warehouse. You will often hear the words Kanban system, Kanban, and Kanban card used somewhat interchangeably. The Kanban concept is versatile and can be applied in many variations both on the shop floor and in the lean office. A Kanban may be a location on a floor, a cart, a pallet, or anything else you can think of that conveys a message about what to do regarding the materials. A Kanban can tell an upstream operator to produce more parts, that's known as production Kanban. A material handler or water strider to pull parts from another location, that's known as withdrawal or transport Kanban. And finally, it can tell a purchasing group to buy more materials, and this is known as a purchase Kanban. A Kanban system is one of the key ingredients to transitioning to pull and to the implementation of standard work. It is worth noting that Kanban systems, due to the tight linking to standard processes, work best with high-quality, low-variation parts and materials. Kanbans rely heavily on standardization and 5S to operate effectively. Now let's dive into a bit of a deeper discussion about Kanban. You are probably already familiar with the underlying concept of Kanban, even if you can't recite its definition or if you don't know it by that name. In all likelihood, you have a Kanban system in your home. Dig down in your box of blank checks from your bank and find your last checkbook. On the front of it, you will see a close approximation to a Kanban card. That piece of paper with the reorder information on it is essentially the same as a Kanban card used by your company. The main difference between that reorder slip and the Kanban card, though, is that the former does not have a tight link to the actual usage of checks, nor does it factor in the procurement time it takes to receive the new checks. So think about how the check process works. As you get toward the end of your box of checks, you tear off the reorder form and drop it in the mail. Granted, many banks are transitioning to an online ordering system, but the principle is still the same. The paper, which is acting as a Kanban card, signals an action to purchase more. So what, exactly, are Kanbans supposed to do? Kanbans act to control inventory levels and to make replenishment systems more visual. But be careful about one incorrect assumption that people frequently make about Kanbans. A license to this full audio program is available at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Please do not copy, share, or distribute this recording without permission. Thanks for listening, and as always, best wishes on your lean journey.